This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The Affordable Care Act requires all pharmaceutical and medical device companies to publicly report all payments to doctors over $10. So patients for the first time will have a full window into how closely their doctors work with the pharmaceutical industry, and they'll be able to raise this with their doctors if they have questions.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
No, yes, we can't, Super Don. What a Twilight Zone start to the weekday. I mean, the week work week. What kind of craziness is that? We got to say something nice about Obamacare?
They're yes, we think, can.
Have we gone all lefty on you? And everybody, what's going on here? Did you hear that clause in Obamacare that we actually think is, it's all right, it's all right? I don't know. I think I should pack it up and go home. Wait a second, I'm already in the home studio. I tell you, this is a funny way to start. There's a trifecta of three stories today, kicking off the Robert Scott Bell Show, that, you know, we're just kind of, we scratching our heads all day. I think all the hair has gone off my head after this one. But, yes, to start the day, Robert Scott Bell and maybe even Super Don, we'll see, we're going to say something nice about Obamacare.
No.
And yeah. No, we are.
I know. I'm still what? Struggling with myself here just on the concept, because it's like, I mean, we've been, Obamacare has been around for years. I mean, we've been covering this thing for years. The thing's a disaster. It's a train wreck.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then all of a sudden, this thing just was completely under the radar.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be so mean about it. I mean, come on. Obama, we know it was a train wreck, but I mean, just calling it a train wreck, it's going to hurt its feelings.
Nah.
Come on.
It can take a pill for that.
Show some sensitivity and stop promoting pharmaceutical drugs. A pill for everything. Come on, Superdome. Be with me. Right. We got something good for you today too, so don't worry. You're on the radar in a good way. So what we're learning about drug company payments to doctors. On Tuesday, the federal government is expected to release details of payments to doctors by every pharmaceutical and medical device manufacturer in the country. How will this be possible? Well, guess what? The information is being made public under a provision of the 2010 Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. The law mandates disclosure of payments to doctors, dentists, chiropractors, podiatrists, and optometrists for things like promotional speaking, consulting, meals, educational items, and research. If it exceeds $10, they got to report it.
What can you say? I mean, I'm a little bit embarrassed that I did not know that this was in there. It's actually called the Physician Payments Sunshine Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this mandate in the Affordable Care. Now, listen, we're not big on mandates, right?
Not big on mandates, no. But, you know, of course, this changes everything. Now we are coming out 100% for Obamacare. Anybody that speaks ill of Obamacare, big trouble. Big trouble, mister. We're not going that far. It's not April Fool's Day. But, and interestingly enough, if you look at this thing, ProPublica, right? The Dollars for Docs projects.
Oh, yeah.
They've already been doing this for the past 4 years. That Dollars for Docs. I mean, they didn't. The thing is, here again, once again, we say, okay, we acknowledge it's a good thing to have doctors reveal conflicts of interest. That's a good thing. But the very fact that they're doctors is evidence of some level of conflict of interest, because they got to pay back their student loans for medical school. And how are they going to do that? They have to keep their license. And how are they going to do that? By prescribing drugs! So don't tell me that it's only $10 or more that's causing the conflict. The ones that want to keep their license, with rare exception, like, of course, today, Dr. Rasha Bitar, who fought against the bad guys and kept his license to do the right thing within the medical profession. Again, that's a rare scenario. We'd like to see more of that occur. But this expansion of the mandate down to $10, as I'm saying, there is a handicap. And the handicap spots you see in the grocery stores, you know, when you go to, right, everybody wants to park in the front. Oh, no, it's a handicap spot. You know who that's for? It's for doctors. Yeah. It's for doctors, mm-hmm. because they're mentally handicapped. It's like they carry around a defect with them that they weren't necessarily born with, but it was imposed upon them through their medical school education. Allopathic mindset has corrupted their ability to think clearly. Now, the doctors that are not mad at me right now are cool. They know what I'm talking about, because there are some that have outgrown their past. It's still very rare. It doesn't happen every day. But just to come out on the Obamacare side, again, we like certain things. And others, like we have some lefty friends that will say, well, look, Obamacare covers natural medicine if the states allow it to be licensed. Of course, yeah, that's better than not. I agree. At the same time, I want licenses revoked for everybody, because license is a privilege. When you're engaged in a privileged activity, I don't perceive that healing is a privileged activity. I feel it's our birthright. Healing is our birthright. Now, that doesn't mean you can force me to take care of you, or I can force you to take care of me, but the ability to reach out, to receive help, to give help without asking permission of government, that is nowhere to be found in Obamacare. And, of course, it wasn't anywhere to be found prior to Obamacare under Bush, under Clinton, under Bush, under Reagan, ever since this concept of medical licensure and the allopathic medical monopoly. Now, that was more than I wanted to say about Obamacare, just to temper our feigned, yay, Obamacare, Twilight Zone open. There's a couple other stories here we do need to cover as we open up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, Dr. Rasha Bitar will be with us a little later in the hour, next hour, I should say. The United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. We usually don't like them, but now there's some good news. Did you know about this, Super Don? This is a surprise. We're actually going to maybe say something good about the USDA.
Yeah, the USDA, first Obamacare, yeah. Now the USDA. Yeah. Go ahead.
The USDA is about to start a program to support, get this, local and organic farming.
Wow.
What? Are you kidding me? What is going on here? Who turned on the Twilight Zone? The United States Department, USDA plans to announce Monday that it will spend $52 billion to support local and regional food systems like farmers markets and food hubs, and to spur research on organic farming. Now, just to be sure, we need to read through this article here, because there's some interesting things. They acknowledge a 76% increase in these local farmers markets since 2008. 8,260. I remember going to the Morningside Farmers Market in Atlanta way back in the 90s, you know, and that was like one of the first around where it started getting local farmers coming together on a Saturday morning in Atlanta. I mean, these are things that were popping up everywhere now, and it's become a very big part of the economy. So the $52 million will be the first outlay to local and organic enterprises of the Farm Bill signed into law by President Obama in February. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, another gold star for President Obama. How can I don't know, dude.
Two in one day. Well, let's find out a little bit more about this. Let's see. The department will be putting $30 million a year in marketing. These are significant increases over what it was before I became secretary, and certainly over the 2008 bill, said Mr. Tom Vilsack, referring to what?
Tom Balsack? What?
Vilsack. Vilsack.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Monsanto, GMO, Tom Vilsack is all for this. What does that mean? Super Don, the USDA, look out. No, this is not good. This is a warning. Hide the farmers markets. Tom Vilsack and Monsanto want in, and they're going to do it by delivering federal funds, taxpayer dollars stolen from you, redelivered, reallocated to local farmers markets. And in that way, if you accept the benefit, guess what? GMO strings will become attached to it. Do I exaggerate? No, my friends. Didn't grandma and mom tell you and dad tell you there's no such thing as a free lunch? If you accept money from the feds, there are going to be some rules you are not going to like. But Vilsack is all over this. That should tell you everything you need to know about the USDA supporting local organic farming.
So
they want in.
We shouldn't be happy about this then?
No, if you ask me, actually, no. I've reversed position right here in the monologue now that I see Vilsack's key in.
Can you play the kids cheering backwards?
Do we have that? No, that would sound kind of demonic, I think.
Well, you have to undo it somehow. Okay.
I don't know how to play it backwards.
All right, fine.
That's your department.
All right, okay.
Let's see. Is there any other things that are strange on this opening of the week here? Although we had a great show yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you listen through GCN, the archives, naturalnewsradio.com, the archives, and Epic Time. Oh, it's all over the world. John McCain. Why do we have to talk about John McCain? Hasn't he gone out to pasture yet in Arizona? Hasn't he floated away on floodwaters?
Unfortunately not. He's still trying to reignite the Iraq war all over again. But listen, we've talked about McCain. McCain doesn't like Rand Paul. I mean,
he's
constantly been after him. I mean, it was that long. I think it was like a year ago. He was calling him a wacko bird because you know, of his foreign policy stances. But guess what?
What has he done now? What has he done?
He likes Rand Paul.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have stepped into the twilight zone, my friends. John McCain, he likes Rand Paul. He says, I've seen him now, and he's mature. Like he's not in diapers anymore or something. What is that? McCain says, if he was the presidential nominee, he feels like, well, now I can influence him. You know what? Rand Paul is sharp. Rand Paul is super sharp. He knows how to work with these folks.
It's kind of creepy. He's doing the whole I'm your grandpa thing because he actually does. He's quoted as saying, I've seen him grow and I've seen him mature. And I'm thinking, that's almost arrogant in a lot of ways, especially to say I could influence.
Right.
I mean, really, it's almost...
Yeah. It is a bizarre day. All right. Well, if you have anything bizarre to tell us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This is for Super Don. You know what day it is?
Yes. It's coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
National Coffee Day, just for Super Don on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to ask his wife where he should put it after the break. Questions of the day. We got plenty of them, including cervical cancer, cannabis for addiction, and where to get the products we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Superdon kicking it off, another broadcast week, starting on Sundays, of course, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, and around the world through GCN, our syndicator, Natural News Radio, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, UK Health Radio broadcast again, and Epic Times as well. So wherever you are and wherever you're listening, no cheap seats, and if you get a nosebleed, it's not from us. And if you do, there's homeopathic phosphorus. Not to worry, we got you covered. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Bizarre start to the day. We came out in favor of Obamacare for one particular clause. Then we had to reverse it once we found out this was all about genetically modified Monsanto organisms. We were stunned and approving at the same time of the Obamacare mandate or the USDA thing. I'm getting them all confused now. I think the Obamacare thing to reveal the pharmaceutical conflicts of interest.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that a private group, ProPublica, has been doing this already, so we really didn't need the government mandate. Let's see. And then the McCain likes Rand Paul. So because it's National Coffee Day, Super Don was working real fast, and he found a way for us to undo the cheers that we sort of thought we had. So consider those three stories that we thought were really good.
Well, let's give
now.
People perspective here. This is when the kids cheer.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to hear it?
Yeah. Let's so just so we can hear it.
Okay, here's the kids cheering.
I love that. It just sounds so happy and stuff. Now,
here's where we now can
take it
away.
We need to undo the cheer. This is what it sounds like.
It was like, shut it. Yeah, zip it. All right, so now that we've undo that, I feel like there's a balance to the universe again. So
all right.
We will, let's see, where else are we going to go today? We got Dr. Bittar. We got many questions.
At the end of the last segment there, you played a little clip, which happens to be one of my favorite clips having to do with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you were surprised. It's actually from the movie Dante's Peak, exploding volcano thing.
Yeah.
So the reason why you played that is why?
Well, because it's National Coffee Day.
It's International Coffee Day.
International, I'm sorry, I didn't go far enough. Some people say national, or I don't know. We're international, so that's okay.
That's right.
But yeah, it sounded just like you. But did you say you played it for your wife?
Well, yeah, I mentioned it to her. Because she helps. She kind of sits in while I'm working on stuff for the show, and I was playing that clip, and she was like, "Why are you playing that?" And I said, "Well, but she didn't know this, but today is International Coffee Day," and she looked at me. She goes, "You mean enema?"
I can't even get away from that at home.
You
get him, Jenny. Nicely done. Super Don cannot escape the reality of where coffee is supposed to go. Nice. All right. Now, with that, let's do our first of many quotes. We got like four questions of the day. Unless we get calls coming in today, 866-939-2355, we dedicate the show to you all out there listening, live or on Memorex, if that even still exists. Question of the day. Hi, thanks for all the info you provide to us. My question is, how does one know where to order the real products? That's an interesting question. Do we talk about the fake ones, too? Not sure about that.
Well, we do, actually, but we don't want you to buy them.
We don't encourage you to buy the fake ones. All right, for example, you speak about Sovereign Silver, but where is a reliable site to order from? Well, SovereignSilver.com is their webpage or home site, but Sovereign Silver is like in, like, 100 million health food stores. I mean, they're everywhere, from mom and pops up to Whole Foods. Vitamin Shop is a national chain that a lot of people can get it very easily. Small health food stores. She says, I like to get my stuff through Amazon.com, but how do I know I'm getting the right product? And that is a good question, because when you order supplements, the Health Ranger did an expose on that. People that were buying from Amazon, these Amazon people were like repackaging crap products into the product labels that you think you're getting. So there is a risk if you're not somehow certified, or if you haven't like bought from them forever and know for sure, you're getting the real deal. Yeah, so please go to your local health food store. That's one of your primary ways to get it. You know, we have sites that we've promoted over the years. I've listed them in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And, you know, I talk about specific brands, too, because I don't sell anything, so I won't get those companies in trouble, because if they said it, they'd be in trouble. But, you know, like when we talked about the selenium, right? She heard us about selenium. How do I know I'm getting the proper form? Well, you get innate response formula, which you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And if not, you know, there's a mega food brand in the health food stores as well. And I think the Health Ranger at Natural News does have that as well. Reliable brands. We talk about them here. If you have a question about them, I mean, I don't like to diss brands, but if there's something obviously wrong or bad, you know, I might be reticent to, you'll hear it in my voice probably, or I might come out and overtly say, hey, you're shopping at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart, what do you expect you're going to get? Something with a lot of fillers and not a lot of good. That's not to say you'll get zero benefit, because even some of the bad stuff in supplemental form, it's not as bad as the big pharma stuff, but maybe approaching it. So, Donna, thank you for the question. We've got loads more questions, including cannabis on addiction, and if you want to call us, do it now, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. You see the banners? You can also click on them. They'll take you right to the place to get the stuff, the good stuff that we like.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. you can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yes, the mission continues right here, right now on GCN or Syndicator or NationalNewsRadio.com and beyond, all over the planet. You know, this message needs to get out, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. We got more questions of the day coming up how would you say this? You talk about compassion. You know, I think about compassion, and I don't find, like we opened with Obamacare, suddenly there was a clause in Obamacare that said doctors now have to reveal, or drug companies have to reveal, when they give gifts of over $10. And yet, no, that's a good thing. We like transparency, not the fake transparency, the real one. But do you need a government mandate to do it, as we see ProPublica cover something like this already? I don't find forcing people to do things compassionate. I just don't, especially when we know how to heal here without permission. We know how to do things that the government says are not approved by them.
And you know what? I don't give a flip. And that's a kind way of saying it, that it's not approved by them or by you personally. I'm not talking Super Don. I always ask Super Don for permission before I do anything. But you know what I'm saying? I don't seek permission from my friends unless it's like, hey, do you mind if I open your refrigerator and grab some food out of it? Because it's not mine. And if the food's good and organic. Speaking of refrigerators, when are they going to do that thing at Epic Times? They had me look at all the staff of Epic Times, Jerry Doyle, and led me look at all of the refrigerators and what's in them and comment on them. Do you know anything, if they're going to ever publish that?
I haven't heard anything on that, but hopefully it'll be soon because it was rather entertaining how that turned out. Yeah.
It's a little irreverent, but it proved to be interesting. Let's just say that. I think you'll find it intriguing as I comment on the refrigerator contents of the many staff members and celebrities, if you will, or contributors to Epic Times.
Yes.
Which, by the way, you can find great articles. Jerry Doyle has been very open and receptive to allowing this message that you hear right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to reach his audience with occasional appearances there, but even more so the fact that he's able to promote now key interviews as well. When I speak very directly about issues like vaccines, antibiotics causing problems, things like that, it's just fascinating to see how this message is reaching into places it should never be able to go. And I'm just—I feel blessed that we're able to participate in this way and get that word out. But you know, speaking of being blessed, the plants of creation are blessings, but some people don't think so. And that leads us to what? You know what it's time for.
Hello, hey. Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
The Green Revolution is not red here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We really do appreciate the plants of creation. Whether you are a Bible reader, Bible thumper, whatever you want to call it, you've got those plants. They're there for us to use. Now, some of the arguments against cannabis, and I can understand them, and I can respect them even, that the breeding techniques, if you will, over decades now perhaps, is to ramp up THC to levels that you would have never found it in the wild. So it now becomes a very intoxicating psychoactive form of the plant. And it's designed for that purpose. Now, you might morally, ethically, whatever you want to say, be opposed to that. That's fine. As long as they're not running out and hurting and killing folks, it doesn't bother me. It's not something I do. Now, there's another form of the plant that is CBD rich. You might say, whoa, well, that's not even naturally occurring either. But then again, there's also forms of it that contain a little of both or a lot of both. And they seem all to be having some level of benefit, especially if you care about the children. Not like a politician, but if you genuinely do. And we have a follow-up story here about, is the guy's name Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo? He's the son of the former governor,
that is
Mario,
correct, yes.
Right? Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
And
right.
A few months ago, I remember we covered a story like he signed a bill, but he said, you know, you're not going to be able to use it in like every other way, but maybe one other way.
I actually pulled it up. It was three months ago, and he was throwing out all of these last minute requests to try and sink the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed anyway, all the way to doing things like proposing a ban on smoking medical marijuana, even mm-hmm. though his own studies relied on smokable marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
He decided he didn't want to allow that. He wanted to pull all these different clauses. He wanted to eliminate PTSD from the list.
Yeah. No, I think I was rather upset with him, and I was openly vocal to say Mario Cuomo is an authoritarian liberal Democrat. Yeah. He believes he knows better than you, so he wants to direct you how you can and can't use something. And those, you know, there are a lot of folks that say, no, it's only the Republicans that want to rule your life. Well, look at that. But now he's backtracked, and somehow somebody got to him. And I'm happy for this, but he's now backing down and saying, hey, yeah, maybe there's legitimacy to this, the CBD stuff, particularly with children with seizure disorders, because evidently, like, I think there were like three New York kids that have died in that time. Because they didn't have access to this because they were relying only on drugs that, as we know, ultimately, at the very best, can manage and reduce them a little bit. But they're so toxic and they have so many side effects that, you know, like I said, to just stand by and say that's the only thing you're allowed to use because it's approved by the FDA is disgusting to me. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, if you stand against the freedom to access this plant, I'd like to say you're not a friend of mine. I know that's mean, but at the same time, I will take the higher road and say I will be your friend as long as you allow me to talk to you about this openly. And I'll hear your arguments. They're not going to be very good, why you won't want to have this accessible to the families and the children who desperately need it. So Cuomo evidently is reversing his, I think, like you said, there are enough stories that probably maybe touched his heart. You know, talk about touching somebody's heart that was frozen and now it melted. It's possible. I think that's the thing about this. That's why I also don't go hardcore, all Democrats are evil, all Republicans are good or evil. It's not like that. I try to treat everyone as an individual. And if there's a way in to melt a frozen heart, it is possible. I've seen it happen. It's been done. You may have had experiences like that in your own life. And so I don't want to get into that trap of, oh, he's an evil Democrat, oh, he's an evil Republican. That's too easy to fall prey to that way of thinking. At the same time, we also don't believe that the solutions are going to be found in Washington, D.C., in a centralized bureaucracy, whether it's run by Democrats or Republicans. Not going to happen. Stop waiting for that fairy tale to occur. And that's why the Tenth Amendment Center gets our support here, because they acknowledge and understand what the founders and framers set up, especially with the Tenth Amendment, to say when the feds overstep their bounds and you can't vote them out, you can't get a Supreme Court decision in your favor, and it's really unconstitutional, like the banning of a plant, you go back to the states and go to the people and say, we don't have to do what the feds are restricting us. We can do what we believe is right for us. And that is what's happening now, 23 states, and even Cuomo now backing down a little bit. So that's a little bit of good news on the cannabis front. How's that? Make sense?
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. In fact, well, I think we may even have a listener question as well, don't we?
We do.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, it's that time of day. We got a few of these today. Questions of the day. This one coming from, Valerie. Yes, Valerie. She says, hi, Robert. I was listening to your show before work. I thought I heard you say cannabis helps people addicted to opiates. My worst nightmare has happened. My 27-year-old son is addicted. I hate the traditional medicine's way of helping people with addictions. It only makes them become addicted to other drugs. Please help. My naturopath would charge him a lot to see him for advice, and I am sure he won't give me that advice. She told her son when he was still living with her at 22 that if he went on antidepressants, that she would ask him to move out. So I guess she knew the dangers of antidepressants for her son as well. She's not an advocate of those, as she says. Any suggestions? You're the best, Valerie. God bless you. I mean, that's a heartbreaker. Anytime you have a family member or anyone you know and care about and love that's down that road to severe addiction, especially opiates. Now, you didn't mention whether it's a pharmaceutical drug opiate or street heroin, but as we've found out, the pharmaceutical FDA-approved variety actually meant more addictive, more dangerous as well. So either case, we want to bring you out of that or help your son to come out of it. Now, I've said for so many years that those with an addictive personalities, they may have a genetic predisposition. We'll call them miasms for certain things in homeopathy. But that it doesn't have to manifest in ideal circumstances. It means we must remineralize and we must also simultaneously detoxify the body in order to address whatever mental, emotional imbalances that may be undefined by modern medicine, but they're very happy to treat them with, antidepressants, for instance. Or if you're on an opiate, what will they put you on? If it's heroin, is it still methadone or some other toxic, addicting drug that is damaging to the liver and the kidneys? Cannabis, indeed, in all of its forms, whether it be CBD, THC, or a combination of the two, seems to show some promise, significant promise, in pulling people off of that addiction. You know, when we talk about the endocannabinoid system and making it happy, you are much less likely to crave things that are not good for you. Of course, it's also the case when you are minerally replete, not depleted, but replete. You have the minerals present, the selenium, the chromium, the silica, all of the minerals, the trace elements that are so necessary. When they're rich in the body, you also have less of these aberrant metabolic feelings or cravings for things that are not good for you. Now, there may very well be emotional trauma in your son's life that you may be aware of or not, but even if that is the case, if we can normalize the, let's say, nutritional intake, if we can heal the gut, because very often the gut has been damaged by antibiotics. You talk about antibiotics being linked to any number of diseases, including allergies, immune disorders, but also brain health, neurotransmitter production, endocrine health. So the probiotics are critical, but in order to get the probiotics in there to work, we've got to heal the gut. So there's that gut-brain connection again, healing the leaky gut. And we come back to the Silver Aloe Protocol. Now, I know this was a much more comprehensive response than probably what you were looking for, but I think, Valerie, it's an important one because I'm not about just, oh, just get on cannabis and you're done. It's much more complicated than that, but again, it's still what I would say simple. It's not a mystery. You don't need a PhD to figure this thing out. You just need common sense. And, of course, you have to have a son that's willing to start doing some of these things instead of perhaps what the medical establishment is promoting. Although, there are good doctors out there promoting the use of cannabis for this more and more. And even if you just get the CBD-rich hemp oil that you can get from Hemp Meds, that's cool, too. They got a 40% off sale special. I think it's Fall40 is the code. Check them out, HempMeds.com. We got it. HempMedsPX.com. We got them linked up. So, with that, we're going to take a break, be back, and talk about Ebola zombies really super dumb. Come on, that's coffee.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's not even October. It's not. It's not. We're not hurt. Don't hurry me. Super down. Slow down. Why
don't
do we have to
hate
do with
that? It's like when you walk through the stores and it's like not even, you know, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and they're already putting Christmas stuff out, right?
Yeah, no, they can't do that yet.
They do it all the time. They do it all the time, and apparently we're all ready for Halloween now.
Yeah, I heard that some stores are clearing out the Halloween stuff, putting the Thanksgiving stuff up already, which is scary enough. But nothing could be scarier than, well, Ebola is scary enough for a lot of folks, although we've kind of laid it out in a different way here on the show. And I think I've even talked a little bit about it on the Jerry Doyle show, believe it or not, to kind of give people a different perspective on what it may be. And, of course, the healthcare workers are in trouble, but maybe not from Ebola. But this story is kind of weird. Can you read this headline? Do you have that in front of you, Super Don? I don't think I can read
it. I do. The headline is Ebola Zombies. Patients resurrected.
I don't think it could wait for that. Ebola Zombies was the scary enough
you
right there.
See? No,
yeah.
Boy,
patients resurrecting.
We got to get a new producer. Okay.
Yeah. Or anyway. Rising from the dead. Article. Or they say it's likely just rumors. I was immediately going to buy into it. I don't know. If somebody is rising from the dead from Ebola, I'm going to say that they were, you know, given intravenous selenium or vitamin C, something that was really going to bring their metabolism back to life and function.
Or maybe they're just a hard sleeper. I don't know. But
yeah,
they say here, strange reports coming out of West Africa. They're saying that the Ebola outbreak that's going on out there caused two patients to rise from the dead.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
in separate communities in Nimba County, reportedly resurrected in the county. Now, we have no way to validate this, but it's kind of the same thing when, you know, people that are saying what Ebola is in Africa. I mean, unless you know them and trust them, how do you know what they're saying is actually real? Because there's a lot of disputing reports out of Ebola that it is as bad, it's worse, it's not as bad, every which way. And yesterday on the show, we had Christopher Barr. By the way, if you missed Sunday's show, it was a great show. It was a 10-year anniversary of sorts since Chris Barr heard the Robert Chatbell show for the first time when I had Professor Peter Duesberg on 10 years ago to the day yesterday. And, you know, we've been friends ever since, and he's added a lot on the whole food nutritional front. And we talked a little bit about, I think we mentioned Ebola, and I've been talking about the Ebola-selenium connection, as well as the connection to a lack of other minerals, including silica, because silica is the connective tissue of the body. Of all the minerals, it's the most important there. And, when we say this, we don't mean, oh, no other mineral is important.
But if you talk about the most, let's say, robbed nutrient from the soil or from the food that's grown on the soil, at least here in the West, it's that case. I don't know what's going on exactly in West Africa, but we do know there are reports that selenium is deficient there. So we look at these things much different, and it's not as scary once you see it that way. When you step back, like John Rappaport does so well, as an investigative reporter, and anybody could be that. The First Amendment was written for you. Yes, you, listening right now. You can investigate, analyze, and report on it. You can blog on it, whatever. And in my opinion, you are a journalist at that point. None of this, oh, you didn't go to school crap. Because, you know, if you have the powers of observation and you have the brain cells still functioning, you've got essential fatty acids coming into your life, you're good. You can think, you can ask, and you can come to conclusions. Now, we might be wrong, you might be wrong at some point, but again, we reassess and analyze again. But if you look at, for instance, the healthcare workers that have supposedly died, you got to ask yourself, if you were thrown in a rubber suit with hardly any ventilation and you sweated out many quarts of water to the point of dehydration, and the water that was sprayed in that suit was contaminated with so much chlorine to kill the so-called Ebola, and you're breathing that in, the fumes are just coming out, you don't need Ebola to kill you or at least make you very sick. You're going to wipe out your immune system just through the chemical treatments to prevent Ebola. So think about that when they next say, oh, the flu, the enterovirus 68 is making its round and you're all going to be zombies because of it. No, the ones who are going to be zombified are the ones who are getting injected. The ones who are still vulnerable and gullible enough to believe the medical authorities that these needles injecting toxic pollutants into their bodies and the bodies of their children are actually going to strengthen immunity. They are doing nothing but destroying the immune system and creating chronic immune disability dysfunction. And we'll continue our discussion on that next hour with Dr. Rasha Bitar. There's an interesting editorial. I don't know if this guy's a doctor or not, but that was a cool story. We'll talk about getting dirty and avoiding vaccines is much healthier. Also, we got questions of the day on blood pressure, cervical cancer, and more. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Bitar, call now, 866-939-2355. Back after the news. You know why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.